right.
Everywhere, there's cameras.
This is crazy.
I don't know where to look.
It is funny because there is a total crotch shot of you going on right now.
How's it look? Is it good?
It is pretty good.
You is got it okay the, if I do that?
You got a wine bottle sticking up as if it was your penis.
You know, I was going to stuff tonight, too, just to make sure.
Man, it's really weird. I'm still getting used to the way this.
Look at all those buttons, knobs.
God, I got so many.
Lots of knobs, lots of buttons, this guy.
Buttons and knobs.
What else you got? You got Christmas trees. It's almost Christmas.
It is Christmas.
What are we going to do?
Fa-la-la-la. Fa-la-la-la.
Fa-ra-ra-ra.
Fa-ra-ra-ra. Jingle fucking bells.
Your decorations look nice and your tree looks nice. Got to compliment the scumbag place.
Yeah, I tell you what, Scumbag Studios isn't looking as scummy as you would think. But here's the secret, Wolfgang. Got a secret.
What's your secret?
Anybody that drives by my house says, oh, he put up some effort. Look at that. You know, there's some fancy Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some reds. And he put a little effort into it. It might not look great. There's a little snowman out there. But, oh, it's cute, right? That's what people will say. And that's fine, and that's kind of the desired approach. But I will tell you, there's a scumbag secret to all of this. Is obviously, you can't touch the mic. See?
I did kind of feel a shock.
See? Yeah. No, you can't touch. No, can't do that. Can't do that either.
Okay.
There's a scumbag secret.
What's the secret of your lights? Christmas lights? The snowman was pretty cool. I liked him.
It's a nice touch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here's the secret. Obviously, somebody had the same idea the last time they lived in this place and left up all the nice, perfect hooks for me to literally go along and in half an hour string up those lights and say, fuck it, done.
That's not scumbaggy.
Yeah, it is, because I didn't take any time and really, like, and where it didn't work out, where they didn't put one that I want, I'm like,
I don't know, man. I'm starting to wonder about you. I think if the other folks were here, they'd probably be giving you some stuff right now.
What about the lack of scumbagness?
Possibly.
Really?
So
we do have a straight up shot of your boner right now.
Yeah,
we do.
Well, speaking of which, your hair is actually what's doing it, or lack thereof.
Yeah,
what is that? What
else on your head? All right, let me adjust the camera, and then we will talk about the obvious.
This doesn't relate if you're listening after right now and watching this, because if it's recorded, you can't really see what's going on. Please get it off of my midsection.
There you
Thank
go.
You. Thank you.
That's
I don't want to be on this thing just for the record.
That's making a lot me do more it. Appropriate.
Okay, but like I said, if people are downloading this later, they have no idea what's going on. All right,
so check it out, folks. Continue. All right, I'll give you the I'll give you the close-up shot. I've had my hair cut. Hallelujah. I had long hair for the longest time. It's been years. And,
How long? I mean, that short. It's what? For people that can't see it, it's... Like, it's one of the, it's not a mohawk, it's kind of the top.
Let's compare it from going three. From Iggy Pop
right.
to...
Stringy and long.
I don't know. Fuck.
The guy at Penn
Ryan
State.
Ryan fucking Seacrest. I don't know.
Actually, that's a good comparison. That's a good comparison.
It's so embarrassing because it makes me look like I'm 13 years old. I hadn't gotten carded in 17. A long time, Wolfgang.
17, but not 13. I can see 17.
Yeah, okay, 17.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, I see my dad for the first time. It's like a week after I've had it done. I've kind of forgotten uh-huh. about it all. Yeah. I see my dad, and he gives me the obligatory, "Hey, son. Look like a nice little 13-year-old boy there, don't you? Nice little boy's hair." It's so degrading.
What's your dad's hair like?
Oh, he's an old man. You know, he's
he doesn't have any?
No, he's got hair. It's all gray and shit.
He's got hair. But is it long?
No, my dad's hair is pretty short.
Curly, straight.
It's probably longer than mine is right now.
Right.
And it is weird though. You know,
How often do you get haircuts though? Even when your hair is long.
Oh, when my hair was long, I pretty much never got haircuts. It's a case of, you know, why the hell would I bother?
Right.
What
about manscaping? You manscape? I don't think that's appropriate. It's just two dudes in a room. There's a girl like over that way,
you know. So she's in the other room.
Well, that's
she
why
has,
I was late,
she
man.
Has no interest in what we're doing.
You got
right
it
now.
You got it.
I do it from time to time. I'm not over the top with the procedures.
Are there pubic hair sculpturing salons can you go to? Because if somebody did it for me, it would be great.
I'm sure you can look into that, and I'm sure that exists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I'd actually feel comfortable.
Would
going.
You go? You
no,
wouldn't go?
I don't think I could do it.
Really?
I don't think I could do it. Because at the end of the day, I'd come out looking like a naked baby, and
not
no one wants.
You tell
no
them what you want.
See
you
that.
Want number one, number two.
Yeah, you,
you know,
think
you
so?
You want the Adolf? What do you want? The landing Ooh, the... strip? I don't know. Where do you want to go? How you
the
know?
Mr. Peanut?
I don't know. Again, two dudes.
Can I get a monocle with that?
Yeah, but it's necessary. And being a newly single dude. I'm realizing this.
Yeah, that's it's an interesting thing that you've just gone through, huh?
Yeah.
Expecting me not to touch on it at all. I mean, come on.
About what?
The fact that all of a sudden you're newly single and you're...
It's been a minute.
You were with this girl for a while, man. You expected to just...
Hey, we don't need to
just
talk
like
about
that? Just like that, huh?
Hey, I don't know.
Hey,
I guess
this
I'm
is
a
the
scum-
On a Radio
I guess
show.
I'm a scumbag. And she was like... Dick off, scumbag.
She was like, dick off, scumbag. That's,
pretty much.
Yeah.
But you learn a lot about yourself going through different kinds of challenges. You heard?
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So,
I would agree
I
with
had
that.
A smell in my house when I got home today. Well, it's not a house. It's like a, I don't know, it's considered
your
a...
Your shed.
The place where I'm staying.
America's favorite hippie, everyone.
And it hasn't smelled the whole time I was there. It's been great. I've been there, I don't know what.
So you played Find the Smell.
Find the Smell. Took the trash out. I mean, I'd just taken the trash out yesterday. Went to the sink. Rinsed out the rag. Went, took the trash out again. You know, just kept taking stuff outside. It's still there. And I remember that yesterday, did you see down the road that they had that gas pump explosion? Some dumbass.
I knew nothing. No.
Some dumbass was smoking a cigarette.
All right.
While he was pumping gas. And the F&S just fucking blew up.
Tell me it was at the establishment known as Gastown.
The Shell across from the place where you and I previously were.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There was a gas pump that exploded, and you found out that the smell was from that? What are you getting at?
So I'm smelling gas in my place, and I'm like, why am I smelling gas? And I walked to the Korean taco box last night, and I see this, you know, the...
For those of you that aren't in Orlando, by the way, the Korean taco box is a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with
specializing in tacos and rice and beans,
exactly.
But anyway, on my way there, I see people pointing and looking at this pump that is charred to beyond belief, you know, just to nothing. And I ask what happened. They tell me this dumbass was smoking a cigarette while he was pumping gas. So the whole poof. So I'm thinking, all right, so that's the smell, you know.
Yeah.
The smell's still there. So I go home tonight, long story short, it's still there. And I look around, I take everything out of the house, and I go on my thing, and I see that I have, like, this giant propane tank.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, maybe it's that. You can't smell propane, can you?
Yes. I believe they actually put a smell in propane. It's the smell, kind of like the smell of rotten eggs. And propane, you can't smell, but they add that smell to it so you can smell propane.
Well, then I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Because I, like, tried to tighten it, and I could tighten it and close it some more. So I was like, let me just
take it. It's kind of a foul smell. It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. It smelled like garbage, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's
But how all of a sudden did this tank start leaking? Anyway, I'll know when I go home if that's what it was.
Well, if your house is still there, that's a good sign.
This is true.
No.
Not a house. Don't own it.
Well, close
enough.
We are officially at zero viewers.
Oh, they
signed off? Zero. Right. Zero viewers.
Ow. I just hit myself in the face.
We have, we've not had any calls yet, even though the thing's been going by. You can call in, folks, at 321-332-0186. But then again, why am I saying that if there are zero viewers? I mean, the one that we had has mm-hmm. now even decided he liked the pre-show more. He stayed for the whole pre-show.
Yeah.
Waited until the show.
Yeah,
and then was like, you know what?
That'd be my
These guys are not funny.
Phone books? We can talk
These guys
about that.
Are not funny.
No, we're not terribly funny.
All right, Ryan, Wolfgang.
What are you talking about?
I picked this up yesterday.
Okay. Hit me with it. Oh, I love that.
Busted news. Let me show it to the camera.
With all of the mugshots of the crazy people that have been arrested. I don't want to say crazy because you don't know what circumstance they were arrested on, but... I'll tell you one thing. Their pictures are freaking hysterical.
Well,
isn't it a dollar to buy that?
It is indeed.
Why would you buy that?
I had never seen it before.
But the whole thing's filled with mugshots, right?
And yeah, exactly. I see it there, and there's a sign in front of the Just Busted magazine. For those of you who don't know, yes, it is exactly what it sounds like. It is a compilation, basically, of all the mugshots from about the past 3 or 4 months in various counties. And it's literally nothing more than the mugshot and what they were arrested for. And it's just, you know, like a classifieds of them. And so it was there behind the counter. And it says there's a sign right by it. And it says, ask cashier about Just Busted. So, the cashier was this big black girl. This is a 7-Eleven. And I did. I had the balls.
Across the street?
Yeah, across the street. Mm-hmm. And I had the balls. And I said, what's this paper all about? Oh, people in jail. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get one of those. And I got one. It was a dollar. And she rang me up for it. I'm like, hey, it's going to be good for a laugh, right? She just chuckled with me and said, yeah. But
did she laugh, though?
Yeah, she kind of did. She kind of
Wait, no. Did she laugh? Did she, like...
No, it wasn't one of those.
She was like...
No, it wasn't one of those either. I think it was. It was just like, ah, white boy, you're. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's funny. yeah, that's kind of way. That's kind of the way it went down.
You wonder what people think in those kinds of situations.
But here's what I find fucking hilarious. Is Just Busted presents on the back page, holiday gifts. You have Just Busted mugs,
coffee mugs,
and pens, and a bag.
Is it like Girls Gone Wild?
And a T-shirt. And
a T-shirt.
Yeah, a T-shirt that says, "Well, it says Just Busted," and in between the words "Just" and "Busted," there are a pair of handcuffs. Look at it yourself.
How much is a T-shirt?
I don't know, but I kind of want to get one now.
Wait. A drawstring. Did you see the drawstring bag combo?
Yeah. What's the combo?
I don't know if I can read it.
Read it, please. It
includes pen, T-shirt, latest hit, latest issue for your own town mug. 01, 02, or tumbler mug, and a drawstring bag, only available in the combo pack. Choose T-shirt choice A, B, C, D, E, F. Circle T-shirt size, small, medium, large, extra large, 2X, and it goes all the whole way up to 3X.
3X? Yeah. It doesn't go beyond 3? I was going to ask what was the last one.
3X is the...
3X, and, oof.
And you can get it in lime green.
Jesus Christ.
For a magazine, these people, oh, man. So, oh, man. Oh, geez. Look at these people. Oh, please. Everybody go out. I don't know who Just Busted is. I don't know if they're a for-profit organization.
They're not at all. Yeah, they are, actually. They're a for-profit.
Have we looked them up? Have we Googled
them? We should. We should do that right now, actually.
I mean, look, just it's page after page of these people that have just gotten, like, beat up by the cops. They were drinking too much. Look, this guy, the same guy's picture is twice right next to each other under two different things. One, Ricky West. Can we say it over there?
Yeah, you can say it. It's in the fucking paper. It's in Just Busted. Of course you can say it.
All right, Just Busted.
That's print,
says,
motherfucker.
Oh, this is great. You have to see this. Okay, Ricky Westopen was arrested for container of alcohol in public place. And that's one mugshot, and his eyes are open. And the next one, Ricky West was arrested for trespassing, and his eyes are closed. Totally the same dude. Here,
totally the same dude. Where am I looking on the page here?
Ricky West, the first one. The first picture. And Ricky Westonson, or whatever. Westonson. So he has two names, but he's the same guy. Just when his eyes are closed, he's a totally different person. I mean,
you're
can look at this.
Right. Ricky Westonson, container of alcohol in a public place. Ricky West, trespassing.
You can write a movie about a picture of somebody. I mean,
is hysterical.
Oh, jeez.
For those of you playing the home game,
there's a lot of cross-eyed people.
I'm trying to get that on the camera there.
Are they Ricky Westonson?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Because he was drunk and he wandered into somebody's yard and somebody beat the crap out of him.
Oh,
probably.
There he is. Ricky Westerson. Right there.
What is a violation injunction against repeat violence?
I don't even know what that means.
He keeps beating people up. I mean, if you counted all the teeth on this page.
Guy's mean.
If I had a nickel for every tooth on this page, I'd probably have like 20 cents.
I'm looking for a Just Busted Wikipedia, but I don't think there is one.
Did you
find
anything about... I want to know who sponsors this.
Well, let's see. There's a News Channel 9 story about the thing here. Just Busted. Newspaper focuses solely on mugshots.
All right, but here's the question. You go through it, and you see these girls, and you're like, you know, I probably would have hooked up with her.
Hang on.
She might not be that bad.
Oh,
she's probably fun. She's crazy. I don't want to touch her with a 10-foot pole because she has all kinds of venereal diseases.
We must say, I like how it does split it down, and we were both rifling through this, by the way.
Oh, this is great. I'm glad we split it.
But if you, I think you got the best part because it does get to the end where it gets to the. I mean, it does segment people into different categories, but it, then at the end it has your best like drunks of the week or something.
Yeah. Like, do you have that page?
Yeah, it's no. You got it.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do. This week in the drunk tank is what it says.
Yes.
Brevard
County.
That's
their category for a newspaper segment.
Oh my goodness, the drunk tank. How can you? This kid's like 12. Look how young this kid is. There's no way.
I didn't know this is going to be that bad.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. He's like, I got my first pube and I was going out to celebrate.
That kid is young. Yeah, look at that kid. Oh, no, he does. He's Southern. He's got trouble written all over his face.
So, alright. So I think of things from a different perspective every once in a while. And it's like, so somebody comes to you with a gig and you're a graphic designer and they're like, design this page for this thing called the drunk tank. And it's like, well, what do you do? I think what they did was pretty nice. It's a big beer. It's a big beer. And all their pictures are in it with their names underneath. Yeah, and it's weird. There's no girls on here that are doable.
No.
By the way.
No. I don't think it's that type of paper, to be honest with you.
But, like, then there's the ready... Wait, there's the ready to rumble. This week's assault and battery arrest, November 30th through December 6th. First, we have Adriana Gzapga, charged with battery. What the heck? All right. Enough with stuff that people can't see.
Yeah, seriously.
But either way, go out and get... what is that called?
Just Busted... News. Hey, man, that cost me a dollar.
No, I didn't. I was looking.
That was really rude.
That was Foley for going looking through the whole thing.
Oh, I like. Okay, I get it now.
All right.
Okay, I get it.
All right, we're straight. All
right. Yeah, we're good.
Johnny Cash is flicking me off. What? See?
He is. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Live from WTXL Tallahassee, this is ABC 27 News at 6.
All right. That means that we gotta do some news, because we obviously had a news guy come in here and say something.
Yeah, then he just left.
And he left all of a sudden.
Did he have a shirt on?
Nope.
No shirt.
Fancy man.
And he waxed.
He waxes his chest.
I couldn't do that.
His name is Nomar Stevenson.
Silence. Total silence. Nomar. Wait. Nomar. What's in the news?
He just announces the news. He announces for me to announce the news.
He gets paid a heck of a lot for just doing that.
He's got a good voice. He's an important guy.
What do you got in the news?
If you noticed, he didn't even say, oh no, radio show or anything of the sort. He just popped in and said the wrong station. He gets mixed up from time to time. He's in high demand. He's already at his next gig.
Well, that guy can go F himself.
Come on, don't talk about Nomar like that.
I mean, he just comes in here, acts like he's our friend, and then leaves.
Well, that's what Nomar does. He's in for the big... He's well...
So the drum major
He has
Florida,
really good pot, dude.
Whatever.
That's all I'm going to say.
I don't disagree. I've heard that.
Nomar.
I've heard that.
See you next week.
Right.
Anyway, in the news, have you heard about the new hangover pill?
Heard of it. It's just a bunch of things that are just going to destroy your kidneys and liver.
You think so?
It's kind of the way. I mean, drinking will definitely destroy your liver too. But if you add acetaminophen and all this ibuprofen and all this things with N's in the end of the name. Yeah.
Well...
Then what?
Wolfgang.
What?
The pill is called Blowfish.
Yeah. She said it's a female designer. I saw it on the Today Show the other day. She said she wanted a name that was catchy. I forgot the name. I don't remember.
Blowfish. So would you give it a shot?
If I wasn't going to work the next day or whatever. Yeah. Like if I... If it was a day like off and I had to experiment with something, sure. I'm not going to pay for it.
It's designed, instead of a lot of the pills that are usually for this, you know, purpose, like there's the chaser bullshit and a lot of the other crap. But those ones you usually have to take in the night of drinking rather than the day after. And this one is like the first one that is the supposed cure, at least, that you can take the day after. And I know how I have felt on many a hangover day. And I'm sure that I would have definitely given that a shot in my worst hour. Tell me you would not.
Sure. Sure. There's been times where I felt like I was dying. And I probably was. And I probably should have taken that pill. But either way, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to pay money for it right now.
No.
All that stuff. It's like the fake weed, man. It's like people be smoking that stuff. People have died, I've heard.
Yeah,
I haven't heard.
Well, I don't trust that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, why would you do that? Anyway, yeah, that's a lame conversation.
No one wants to hear about that.
Let's go back to Ready to Rumble.
Did you hear about the couple? All right, this is a headline, seriously.
You haven't.
Couple who rode freight trains found dead in coal. Lakeland, Florida. A couple who romanticized trains and lived modern-day adventure by riding railroad cars across the U.S. were killed when a train dumped its load at a Florida power plant.
Dumped its load.
Ever since Christopher Artis and a teenager in suburban Maryland... a teenager in suburban Maryland hadn't... This article is written terribly.
Well, yeah,
by
it's
the way.
Because it's normal, like, it's American, because you're not American.
Yeah, it's just not written in a way that...
is American.
It's conducive to reading. But this is also, you know, quoting the people that are from Lakeland, Florida.
So what'd they do? They
and,
crawled
and
in
here's
there?
The quote. If he had to die so young, at least he died at the moment where he was on top of the world. He died when he got basically a bunch of coal poured on him. Because he was in the wrong fucking railroad car.
And how is that?
How is that being on top of the world
again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, these are my points. These are my points, Wolfgang. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Do you think he got crushed or he got asphyxiated?
I mean,
it is Lakeland. Lakeland's actually kind
of
cool, man.
All right. You get a bunch of coal. No, I don't want to talk about Lakeland. I've been there, done that. Lakeland's not that cool. No. I'm not trying to pump
it. I know that.
All right. What I'm trying to say is, you asked me if he was, what, asphyxiated or crushed?
Mm-hmm.
Bit of both, but probably died of suffocation, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's a tough way to go.
It is.
Yeah.
Just in a railroad car. Doodaloo, doodaloo. Sitting on a railroad train. All the bills are going by. My love feels so great. There's lovely mountains. Way in the sky. Gotta take a stop in Lakeland, Florida. Gotta take a stop in Lakeland, Florida. Night. See what I did there?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
But if you were, like, in Lakeland, Florida, you'd probably like that.
Another news story. Mississippi man gets 10 months in prison.
For what?
For threatening to kill the president.
10 months, huh?
Ten.
Who did he threaten,
in
though?
Prison.
Who did he
well,
threaten
I'll
to
tell
kill the president? If you threaten somebody, I don't know if that's necessarily cause.
Well,
it's not just somebody. I get it.
Here's the thing here, buddy. Basically, what happened? A hospital incident. Mm-hmm. Don't buddy me.
Buddy? You don't. Buddied me first. I buddied you back. You
can't.
It?
You can't buddy me back
but,
when I.
But
buddied
you can
you
buddy
first.
Me. Is that what's going
yeah,
on right here?
I can buddy you because I'm the host of the goddamn
you
show.
Just buddy me, and I can't buddy you back.
You know,
buddy.
Hey, I'm dealing with a lot of shit over here.
A lot of shit. You have an iPhone in your hand, and that's a lot of shit.
Hey, come on.
Is that what you're doing right
doing,
now?
I'm doing a lot. Uh-huh. I'm doing a lot more than that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this guy.
Continue.
Threatened to kill Barack Obama.
Bracket,
and blow up the hospital that refused to do surgery on his wife. Guy freaked out. Didn't have the money.
Why did they refuse to have...
What's that movie?
What does Barack Obama have to do with that?
Yeah, but what's that movie? You know, John Q. Where he freaks out and he takes the whole... Denzel Washington. And he takes the whole hospital hostage.
Oh, man.
No, never seen that?
Mm-mm.
Because his son needs, like, a transplant or something. Well, this guy tried to do the same thing, but he was like, and fuck Barack Obama, he's going to die too. That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't know. This country kind of sets you up for things. You could say whatever you want. Oh, except for that. So, you can't say that. Because
man.
We think you mean it, and you might do it. That happened actually at the Florida hospital. Some dude freaked out, and it was on. Yeah, it was bad.
That always happens in Orlando too.
So
Orlando has a pretty bad record for that sort of stupid shit happening.
Right. I was thinking today, it's like who my heroes were, and all that, and. When I was a wee little kid, I liked to dance and listen to Michael Jackson. So I always liked Michael Jackson. Had Michael Jackson posters and all this and that. And then I moved and this, that, and the other. And danced some more, but I'm not a dancer. I dance
you
in,
like
my
you're
bedroom.
You're right? A dancer.
So I'm at my place, you know, and like some Michael Jackson comes on. And I start thinking about Michael Jackson. I'm like, ah, he was accused of being a pedophile. And then I start thinking about my favorite... things, you know, like Michael Jackson was my favorite things and Penn State was my favorite things. And why are they all associated with this
with
kind
pedophilia?
Of
pedophilia?
Yeah, with this negative child fixation. I don't know.
Where do you come from? I don't know what's going on in
it's,
your neck
I guess
of the woods,
it's just
but
Pennsylvania,
there's obviously something
but
going
Michael
on
Jackson's
up there.
Not from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but I guess people from Pennsylvania like
you know,
Michael Jackson,
then there was
therefore
that one,
pedophilia.
Then there was that one priest one time that I didn't have any contact with, but priests, you know, I knew a couple
what,
of priests.
What, ball toucher?
But none that, like, parted my hair.
Ball toucher.
They didn't do that to me. Yeah. I'm not Catholic or nothing, never went, really. I mean, I went to Catholic church once, twice, three times, four, five, 15. But either way, you know, it's like, why are the things that you hold in high regard? It's like when I saw Zeitgeist and my whole life changed. Have you seen that?
Zeitgeist?
Oh, yeah, man.
No, I haven't.
Zeitgeist. It takes everything you know about, like, religion. Are you going to do the Zeitgeist?
I wasn't intending to, but you forced me to.
That was good, what you did there. Ba-dip. Zeitgeist. We'll take everything you know about everything and flip it upside down and turn it all.
Is this about Jews?
It's about everything.
Sounds like it's about Jews.
It talks about World Bank.
It
talks about Jesus. It talks about the calendar. It talks about 2012.
Can you make it quick? Because I really need to pee, and we're.
I do too.
We should take a break.
No, actually, Zeitgeist.
No
one.
We have zero viewers, dude. Zero fucking viewers.
But people might listen to this.
Well, they might.
Mm-hmm.
But there's zero viewers, and then, you know, it will be recorded
and
posted later.
Actually, I don't know what I was talking about. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to zeitgeist with you.
No, it's not good. But we should play Scrabble.
What? That's not a good topic for the show.
Scrabble?
Scrabble?
Mm-hmm.
Man. I got a moral dilemma before I go on break with you that I do want to discuss. You got to hear me out. Because
it's with me?
No. Not.
Oh, you want to discuss it
with me. I just want to discuss it with you. It's a moral dilemma. You know my chiminea, getting really into, you know, burning wood, burn on the brush from my yard, I collect wood and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Well, there's this business that it's kind of like a bank or something that obviously chopped down a tree, and they got all this wood out there. It's just waiting to be burned.
Let's do it. Let's go burn it.
Well, I keep stealing it.
Wait, you stealing it? Where is it? Are they burning it?
It's in a perfect pile in the middle of their parking lot.
Well, if it's in a bank, then cameras are definitely watching and they know. Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I keep going back and forth for the last couple weeks, and I keep taking it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if that's like... It's like it's kind of outside of like the shed, which now, is maybe like the lawn, like the guy that does the lawn around there's like thing. And
did he cut it up into like?
Oh, stuff? It's perfectly like it's cut up.
I don't know. You'd think that if it, how much is it? Is it a lot?
Oh, there's a lot.
I don't know. That is a moral dilemma because it's just out there with no, you know, nothing.
There's nothing telling you not to do it. But it's clearly kind of someone's, and someone has taken the time to do that, yet it's been there for so long.
How long? There you go. Statute of
couple
limitations.
Couple months, man.
How long?
A few months.
A few months, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's game.
Statute of limitations
sure.
is
yeah.
up at that point?
Oh, yeah. A month at that. A month. Easy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel a lot better now.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah?
I think so.
I'm not going to hell for that.
No. I wish people were listening and they could call in and say...
I know, right? Because yeah. that was something that somebody
could say...
But
no, because that's a good question. That's a good question.
That was a good moral dilemma. More moral dilemmas. Possibly mm-hmm. when we come back, maybe we should contact some of our friends to get them to call.
If we don't go to that new barbecue place down the street. Have you seen that place?
No.
Oh, man. It's great. New barbecue
place. What?
Right across the street from my house. Stumbling distance and they got a bar. Start the music. We're going to start walking.
We're not going to walk to the...
They got a full liquor bar.
We can't do that.
And you like to drink that.
Come on. We can't do that.
All right. So we'll be back. Somebody, right? Maybe? We'll be here?
We'll be right back. In a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Here's the alternative theme song. The original.
How can it be the alternative?
Shut up. You know what I mean. It's not the one I played earlier.
Can something be
saying.
Better than the original? We'll hit that when we come back.
No one's listening anyway. It doesn't even matter. We can... I'm so aggravated right now. We had 73 listeners at one point, Wolfgang.
But we weren't
and now listening. We have zero.
I mean, we weren't talking.
And we have zero callers. This is embarrassing. All right, we'll be back. That's right, we are back.
What's up?
That was the weirdest rejoin in rejoin history, but I'm glad to be back with you, Wolfgang. How are you?
As well, glad to be back with you.
I feel a lot better after we've left and come back, you know. Yeah. We still have zero viewers.
Absolutely. And we'll keep it that way.
And we'll keep it that way, because that's just the way we like it.
Uh-huh. Until there's another viewer.
Until there's one, and we will thank him gladly. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really aggravated that we've not at least received a phone call.
Not even one?
Not even one!
Actually, we declined a lot of them. Probably 20.
Well, but those were in our breaks when we were really busy.
Yeah, but we're really popular, though.
Well, in the breaks.
I mean, people have heard us before.
73 viewers when this thing fired up.
I mean,
we're down to zero.
Top-notch quality, old scumbags.
Scumbags.
So what'd you do during the break? I'll tell you what I did.
What did you do?
I took a relieving leak.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. What?
I masturbated.
Really?
I did.
You're a quick guy.
What I do is I go behind
the
fence.
That makes me want to vomit, actually. That's fucking disgusting.
Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've been wondering about this. I am not circumcised.
Now, I know, man. If you listen to any historic scumbag radio show, you know
I'm
that.
I'm bringing it up again, mm-hmm. and I'm just mentioning
please
circumcision.
Don't. Anymore.
Well, I am. So you're circumcised, I take it.
I'm cut. I'm handsome.
You're handsome down
I'm
there?
I'm a helmet head.
Beautiful. You're a helmet head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're oversensitized.
Probably.
You're oversensitized.
I can see that.
Okay.
But you're not going to convince me otherwise. It's not like I can grow it back. I don't know anything different. It's just like people in...
I'm just saying...
third world countries that don't know about cell phones and internet.
That a man is supposed to be.
Oh, come on.
And you aren't. That's what I'm going to go ahead and say.
Okay.
That's my thing.
See, this is where callers would be good.
This really is where callers would be good. I mean, goddamn, the phone lines are open. I did pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
I paid money.
But they're not calling. And it's cleaner. I've heard. It's cleaner. I've heard about the sensitization.
See, that's all a myth. That's all a myth.
Either way, I don't want to talk about your uncircumcised fucking turtle.
I can wash.
Your turtle head. I don't want to talk about it.
No?
No.
Not in the mood.
Is that what you said outside? I got this covered as far as topics?
No.
Because that's kind of weak.
That was not what I was... You know,
penis talk between two dudes isn't cool.
That's just what happened to happen. All right.
Now this is my awkward moment. Is
awkward moment of the week.
What I did, you know, on the break was I took a leak, like I said, and while that's pretty much what happened. It was so I was totally taking a leak. I was taking. So, yeah, I was totally taking a leak, and I'm thinking, like, when girls hear through the bathroom door, because everything's small where we live, except for, you know. So, like, totally, do they hear us peeing, and does it matter how strong our stream is to them, do you think? Okay, I'm done talking like that.
Yeah, I don't know where that was going. I'm not sure where you were going with that at all.
Hey, I'm okay. So, do you think it matters to a woman how strong your stream is and if they hear it through the door? Because I try to avoid that by going on the side. My grandfather actually told me, nobody wants to hear that. Pee on the side. Like, on the, not the side, of the, you know, in the side that goes down to the water so it's not like...
I know exactly what you're saying. And I do that at night. Exactly what you're saying with the...
you don't sit at night?
Oh, no.
Sitting at night is
no
key.
No man sits to just pee. Now, if you're taking a shit...
Wait a second. Are you serious?
You sit to just pee?
I'm not... maybe a couple, once or twice. But that doesn't
to
make
just
you...
just pee.
That doesn't make you a man. What is that noise? It's like an open... It sounds like we're in the bathroom right now.
Well.
Yeah, that. No, not that. Anyway. sitting while peeing is okay, I guess. I mean, as long as you flush. You have to do the flush thing where you flush out all of the urine. Is this weird? Probably.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you poop, do you always pee after you poop?
Oh, good question. I think I've always wondered that, and I never had the balls to ask it. But I've always kind of been under the assumption that, yes, everybody pees after
they poop. I have to pee after the poop.
Sure.
So I pee sitting down in that occasion.
That's how you know you're done and you're ready to wipe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you just let yourself poo and don't cut it off, if you're eating right, 1-2 wipes, you're good.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Baby wipes. You're a baby wipe guy?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. You know, I'm more of a shower guy, but, you know. You
right
know,
after, every time?
I'd like to. I
so
like
you're a morning
to.
Guy, like me.
I'd like to take it. Yeah. I'd like to get it done and get it out of the way. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. So what was that topic that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, the topic I wanted to talk about was, some of you know that we have a voiceover announcer. He's done quite a number of awesome, you know, voiceovers for the Ono Radio Show. I'll go ahead and play one or two of them here. Just,
clickety-click, making it stick.
Clickety-click, making it stick. Here we go. 1 second.
We don't have flying cars, but we do have cell phones that can stream live video. And what are you doing with this vast amount of technology? You're listening to the Ono Radio Show. I should find you and have you castrated.
So.
The Duncan?
No, it's not Duncan.
That's you.
No, it's not me.
Okay, play the other clip. What kind of game are we playing?
I'm trying to set something up here, and if you will let me for just 2 seconds, I will explain the whole premise and get back to you.
Okay.
So this is a guy that's done as a favor to me. He did some voiceovers for the UNO Radio Show, which I'm still cutting up and making sound good and going to be involved in later podcasts. And, well, I had to pay back a favor to him, and obviously I have a studio, I have the ability to record shit, so he comes to me and he's like, hey, well, I'm going to be a voiceover demo guy. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. He does have a great voice. You know, he's like a mulatto.
Oh, both, you know? Black and white.
Both black. Is that a bad thing to say now, mulatto? Can you say that?
No, I think it's understood now. 4 years ago, it wasn't understood. Now, pretty much, it's understood.
So it's not like an asshole thing to say, just
no,
saying.
I don't think, personally, right. Because I have...
So we're going to call him a mulatto.
My nephews.
We're going to call him a mulatto.
I don't know what they like to be called, but they're people. So fuck.
Either way,
I don't want to be called Caucasian. So, whatever.
We recorded a bunch of voiceover demos with this guy.
Good.
Yeah, all right, like, and he sounds good.
Yeah.
There are just some that turned out, I mean, quite hilarious. And I'm the guy that put all the music and I snazzed up, you know, I jazzed it all
snazzed
up.
Snazzed them up?
Snazzed them all up a little bit.
Who,
but
who says that?
I don't know who says that.
Snazz? How do you spell that? Snazz.
Snazz?
Snazzed it up.
S-N-A-Z-E. No,
two Z's.
Two Z's, I think. Two Z's.
So what would it sound like?
Well, we'll check it out. I mean, this
I
want
to hear your work. I want to hear his work. I
mean, well, check out the work here. I mean, that'll this will help you out.
When he said I had cancer, I couldn't believe he was talking to me. But then he said it was good when I came in when I did, and that there were very effective treatments now. And from that moment on, Banner Hospital was at my side, helping me fight this disease every step of the way. My cancer is in remission now, and even though they can't give me any promises, the people at Banner Hospital gave me something even more valuable. They gave me hope.
This motherfucker doesn't have cancer.
I don't really... What? Why? Why? Yeah, okay. Are you? What is Banner Hospital, I guess is the question?
No, I mean, this is copy.
Now, what Banner Hospital, though?
All right, check it out.
Is it Boner Hospital?
This doesn't make you feel a little sad?
Yeah, but, and that's why I don't want to really necessarily hear it again.
And that they were very effective.
It makes me feel sad.
And from that moment on, Banner Hospital was at my side, helping me fight this disease every step of the way.
Okay, great.
My cancer is in remission now, and even though they can't give me any promises...
Why is that funny that...
The people at Banner Hospital gave me something even more valuable. It gave me hope.
This isn't funny to you?
I mean, yeah, about how cheesy it is and how cookie cutter, but I don't see how it relates. Is that something that he did before this show?
Oh, no, I did it for him.
Oh, then you... So he paid you to do that to make him sound good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I thought it was pretty hilarious, actually, so...
Kind of, yeah.
You know,
stays down here a lot of the times and he just continues to talk like this.
I'm not trying to really dog on him. Like I'm just trying to dog at the subject matter. And,
oh, I want
to
dog on him, though.
Here's something that's kind of interesting. You will appreciate this. We're
going to dog on you then?
No, you're not allowed to dog on me. I'm the fucking host of the show.
Right.
I can mute your mic.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Your mic is still muted, and it will remain that way until I am done reading the next headline. Your mic is still muted as you are yelling into it, and I understand that you apparently don't get it. Okay, here we go. The Foo Fighters, great rock and roll band, have proven their rock and roll status with the fact that they have registered on the Richter scale. How about that?
Richter scale of what?
The Richter scale, you know, like with like seismic activity.
Because they kick ass.
Yeah, basically there was some tests done, and it was done by accident, where all of a sudden they had like a show in somewhere in New Zealand, and they were, you know, playing the show, and all of a sudden, like, all these... seismic or seismological or whatever it is, geological instruments started going crazy. You know, Richter scale shit, you know, fucking needles fucking starting going brrrr.
And they in the corner going crazy.
Oh my God, what's going on? Well, it turns out Foo Fighters concert.
Awesome.
How fucking cool is that, though?
Were you there?
I was not there. I wish I was.
Been a lot cooler if you were there.
Pretty much. But, it, you know, part of the coolness is, like, they measure, you know, from the start of the concert to the end of the concert and, the like, the basically the peaks and with every song and, like, how it could be measured, like, with the crowd jumping, you know, up and down and causing vibrations.
And where was this concert?
It was somewhere, I think it was, like, Auckland, New Zealand, or something like that.
Oh, New Zealand?
Yeah, somewhere in New Zealand.
The ground's lighter, so it causes more...
Right, because it's tremors. Lord of the Rings and, you know...
Only place where you can shoot on a beach and see snow-capped mountains.
Must have been a bunch of hobbits.
I mean, it's
hopping
beautiful.
Up and down.
Beautiful places. Hobbited down, is that what you said?
No, I'm saying a bunch of hobbits must have been there, because it's New Zealand, and
you
that's where Lord
hobbits?
Of the Rings... I don't believe in hobbits. No. It's a fictional character, you fucking idiot.